I want to talk about what happens when you fail so miserably that you essentially hit rock bottom, right? I kind of realized the last year. I mean, I can't even put into words how much growth I've had the last year, but what I can say is this. I always held in my mind this idea of what the worst case scenario was for me, right? So, like, I think everybody has, like, this is the worst possible thing that could happen to me, right? Like, everybody kind of has that, you know? And what kind of happened with me is I had that in my head as back when I was working in the Metro Detroit area, and I had, you know, I was working three jobs, and my wife was working and going to school, and we weren't able to literally even make just the rent check. I had the perception that the worst thing that could possibly happen to me is that I lose the apartment and I have to move into my parents' house and dump my entire apartment in the garage. And, like, that was my worst case scenario. Like, that was literally what I told myself and what I believe. It was a full on belief. Like, I believed that wholeheartedly. And then it happened. Now, it happened differently than that. I had worked a different job first, and there was other developments in my life first, but that happened. And it's still happening. I mean, I'm still here. However, what I realized the last year, and I've now kind of come full circle in, is the fact that I realized that that belief in and of itself about, like, of like what the worst case scenario failure state was actually like a belief that I created myself. And I say this because I feel like what rock bottom looks like for different people is different for different people, because certain people, everybody has different needs and everybody has different thoughts, desires, and somewhere they want to go in life. And what happened with me is I viewed my life as something that was to be interpreted through the eyes of others. So, like, I didn't actually live for myself. I lived for everybody else's perception of me. So when I did that, I was like, oh, I crashed in my parents' house and brought my wife home to my parents' house. I was like, oh, I failed. Like, that, like, that's it. You know, like, it's game over, basically. And what I then had to do is I had to sit down with myself, what I effectively did the last year, because I haven't been on this channel in a year, is I just cooked. So I just put every iron in the fire I could think of and just let it cook. And if it didn't work out, then I did a different thing. And if it didn't work out, I did a different thing. But the whole time I learned a lot of valuable skills and lessons and grew extraordinarily. I don't have the time to get into it now, but you'll obviously hear soon about it. But, like, in that process, right, I realized that that failure state was actually something that I had built up for myself as a consequence of my life being one such that I lived vicariously through everyone else's perception of me. And that had utility for me when I was probably 5 years old, and maybe three, and maybe eight, and 10, and 12, and 14, or whatever. And I realized that the beliefs and values that I held dear to me were ones that that offered utility and value to me throughout the course of the first quarter of my life. But at a certain point, I realized that those beliefs and values they are no longer providing any utility to me. And it was through hitting rock bottom and realizing that this self-defined rock bottom was only self-defined because essentially I realized that the beliefs that I had were malleable, but more importantly, that the beliefs I had were ones that were not providing me the utility that they used to. And, like, living vicariously through others and their self-perceptions of me, this and that and stuff like that, you know, there's a lot of components to that, but I realized that that just doesn't I don't even want to say it doesn't matter, but I just outgrew the need to do that. And the only way that happened was by hitting rock bottom, right? So, like, essentially, the only way I could get out of rock bottom, because rock bottom was self-defined, was the realization that rock bottom is a self-defined belief, if that makes sense. Like, that's what it was. And then I was like, oh, because there's other people. I didn't even think about the fact that there are other people's rock bottoms that are significantly different than mine or worse than mine. And they're ones that I don't even conceptualize. Like, if I was in a situation that somebody else was in and that was their defined rock bottom, but that didn't bother me, you see how you kind of start thinking, oh, like, the rock bottom in and of itself is just a perception that I built off of the values and beliefs that I have that provided utility to me before. But at a certain point in my life, if I start setting goals for myself to reach a certain thing, but the only things holding me back are the beliefs that I have that are holding me back, see, that's kind of the journey I went on. And so I would say that the things that we think are so, there are ideas and beliefs that we have. Humans are so cool because, like, the beliefs that we have are so important to, like, our neurology and physiology. Like, they are core components of us. If the sun didn't come up tomorrow, how fast would the entire world decay? I mean, society would crumble if the sun didn't come, if the earth just stopped, right? Because we believe that the sun's going to come up tomorrow, right? And, like, when you start thinking from the perspective of, like, you can do the metacognition on your beliefs and say, listen, do I really need to live my life vicariously through everyone else's self-perceptions of me? Like, is that something that I need to do? Is that providing me the utility it did before? Or is that no longer working for me, right? Like, this is kind of the place I've arrived at, among other things. And so, I don't know, if you're at rock bottom, or you've been there, or you've hit that, you kind of, maybe that's how you either got out of it, or maybe you're in it, I don't know. But I would say that I chose to climb out of it. I have not seen the Batman movie. I've seen a clip of it, but there's a Batman movie where the Bane just destroys Batman's back over his knee, and then he's stuck in this pit for, like, I don't know how many days or months, how long he was in the pit for, but he's in this pit while Bane is wreaking havoc on Gotham. I think I spent a minute since I saw the movie, but, like, that happened. Like, that was me, because that was the worst thing. Like, I was the one defining the situation I was in as the worst case scenario based on the beliefs I had, right? But for other people in the same situation, they might not have been bothered at all. It just depends. So, like, I don't know. I think beliefs are, you have to decide what beliefs you want to have. You have to decide if the beliefs that you have are providing the utility to you that they need to have. You know, if you want to be somewhere in life, or you want your life to be a particular way or thing, you know, you got to decide what you want to believe, what you currently believe, why you believe that, and then what steps you need to take to move out of that place that you don't want to be in order to be able to believe a different way, right? And I'm having to do that, and it's been just excruciatingly painful. I mean, it's been very, I've had a lot of wins and some horrifically painful losses. But I wouldn't, and I have regrets. I mean, I do, because I'm not so conceited that I would say that I have no regrets. That's not true. I regret a lot of the things I've done the last year, but I learned something every time, you know, and I'll get into that some other time, but that's, well, it's just been on my mind today. And to anybody that was wondering where I went, you know, like I said, I cooked for a year because I felt like that was what I needed to do. And I don't want to make commitments on what I can or can't pull off just yet, but I have goals, and I'm going to be shooting every day to hit those goals. And if I don't hit those goals, then, you know, I will say this and then I'll just be done. But, like, we all know the people that talk the talk versus walk the walk, right? I was someone that talked the talk my whole life. I did that because I cared about everyone's perception of me. And it was a very rewarding thing to me when people came to me and I said, oh, I'm doing this and this and that. And I wasn't doing any of it yet. It's just what I was planning on doing. And then everybody said, oh, that's so cool. It's so impressive. And it would just make me feel really good. But I never actually did the thing. And then I always felt insecure. Because when I go to do the thing, I had to have it be perfect every time. Like, even this thing, like, I can't tell you how many times I wouldn't do a podcast episode or whatever because I didn't have the right lighting or I didn't have the right room. It's like, no one cares, dude. It doesn't matter. I wasn't doing the thing because I needed to be perfect the first time or whatever. And so, like, I've had to break all that down to be just like, I'm not going to be the person that says I'm going to do this and then do it. I would do that to people that needed to know, but I would rather set the goal within myself because then I'm only accountable to myself first. And then I just work on personal accountability, you know, like that's what I've been really working on. But, you know, at this point, I feel like Batman kind of climbing out of that pit, you know, like that's at this point where I'm at, and I'm a good way up that wall.